This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The International Committee of the Red Cross has asked for access to a prison where dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war were killed in a rocket attack. But the agency said Saturday its request has not been granted so far. Russian and Ukrainian officials have blamed each other for the deaths of the POWs on Friday in a separatist-controlled area in eastern Ukraine. Both sides alleged the attack was intended to cover up atrocities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called it a mass murder. Russia on Saturday released the names of 48 Ukrainian POWs who died in the attack. Relatives of Ukrainian POWs held a protest in Kyiv and called for Russia to be declared a terrorist state. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says there should no longer be any doubt that Russia intends to dismantle Ukraine, quote, and dissolve it from the world map entirely. Those are the words of Linda Thomas-Greenfield speaking to the U.N. Security Council on Friday. She said the United States is seeing growing signs that Russia is laying the groundwork to attempt to annex all of the eastern Ukrainian regions of Donetsk and Luhansk and the southern Kherson and Zaporizhia regions, in her words, with the goal of holding sham referenda or a decree to join Russia. She said Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has even stated that this is Russia's war aim. And pictures captured by the Maxar Satellite Corporation Saturday showed the Olenivka prison in Ukraine's Donetsk province after the missile attack that reportedly killed Ukrainian soldiers. The center held servicemen captured in May after the fall of Mariupol, a Black Sea port city. You can find more on this and all the other stories we're carrying at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sri Lanka's new president, Ranil Wickremesinghe, has formally invited lawmakers to join an all-party unity government to revive the bankrupt economy by undertaking painful reforms, this according to his office on Sunday. Wickremesinghe took office earlier this month after public anger over the island nation's worst economic crisis forced his predecessor, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, to flee the country and quit. New York has declared a public health emergency due to a monkeypox outbreak. Mayor Eric Adams and the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan made the announcement on Saturday. The two officials said in a joint statement that New York City is currently the epicenter of the outbreak. They estimate that approximately 150,000 New Yorkers may be at risk of monkeypox exposure. On Friday, New York State Governor Kathy Hochul issued an executive order declaring a state disaster emergency because of the monkeypox outbreak, and the WHO has declared the global monkeypox outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. In Iraq, thousands of followers of an influential Shiite cleric have stormed into Iraq's parliament to protest government formation efforts led by his rivals from Iran-backed groups. The protesters, followers of Muqtada al-Sadr, used ropes and chains to topple cement walls around the heavily fortified Green Zone on Saturday, then flooded into the assembly building. It's the second time this week, but they didn't disperse peacefully. Iraqi security forces first used tear gas and sound bombs to try to repel the demonstrators. They then backed off. The protesters are now saying they're staging an open-ended sit-in inside parliament. Some among al-Sadr's rivals, the Iran-backed political groups, have called for counter-demonstrations, while others have urged dialogue. In the United States, wildfires fed by windy and hot conditions have grown dramatically in California and Montana, forcing evacuation orders for more than 100 homes. In Northern California, the fast-moving McKinney Fire tore across an estimated 28 square miles by Saturday morning. The fire started Friday in Klamath National Forest. Some residents of Kentucky returned to their communities on Saturday to shovel mud and debris and to salvage what they could after major flash flooding last week. Meanwhile, Kentucky's governor said search and rescue operations were ongoing in the region that has been swamped by torrential rains. And once again, our top story this hour, the International Committee of the Red Cross has asked for access to a prison where dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war were killed in a rocket attack. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.